This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life. FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing life.
My life.
Well, it was inevitable that the Guardians pull an all-timer out like that, and then some people get into it with other people that happen to be in the same industry. And in this case, Kenny, you are in the crossfire right now with some of those, the update anchor in New York City?
Yes, I stepped in it. So they have a pre-show for their very successful morning show, Geo and Boomer, or Boomer and Geo, I beg your pardon. And it's hosted by a guy named Jerry Recco and Al Dukes, who's been their longtime producer on that show.
I've met Al.
And
yeah.
Our boss, I've not listened to it. No, it makes me feel like I'm not doing my job. Our boss sends us clips. So the Marble Mouth in Crawford County sends us a clip this morning, and it's them butchering John Kenzie Noel's name. Go ahead, hit it.
My head, I'm like, game over. Then in the ninth inning, when they score another run, could have been two, they get another run in. I'm like, this game is done, cooked. Turn my attention back to the basketball game.
They're up 5-3 at that point.
5-3.
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, I heard like a groan in the crowd. I'm like, it's kind of weird. I mean, there was nothing going on the court. And I look over and I see the guy circling the bases.
Noel.
Like, yeah, Johnski. I'm like, what?
Jablonski. Johnski Noel.
Johnski, yes.
I mean, he hit a monster shot.
Unbelievable. Jerry. But both of them were, even the Fry one was. Yeah. When he hits it, it's like, that's gone.
So I guess that's one of their gags. It's one of their bits that they do.
What? What's the bit?
They mess up names on purpose? I don't know.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that they have no idea what
his name is. Riso?
No.
I wouldn't doubt they don't know his name.
So I didn't know that that was one of their things. It's a great bit. So anyway, Sean Marash over there at WFAN, he's on the Christmas card list. He is a good friend of mine.
We've had him on.
We've actually drank with Sean in this city. And so I decided to have some fun. And the only thing I did was post the video that our boss sent it to us. I said, boy, Sean Marash is one of the biggest goofballs in the history of sports radio, but at least he gets the names right. And then about an hour ago, Jerry Recco, one of the hosts, nice to see how obsessed you are with us, Ken. I've never thought about you one time ever, but appreciate that you keep listening to us. Enjoy Cleveland and the rest of your life. And I'm laughing my ass off.
Well, that was nice of him.
It was a very nice thing to say. Yeah. So then all of a sudden I'm getting texts going, they're talking about you guys on the radio over there. All right, so this is what Jerry Recco had to say about me.
This is on Boomer and Geo,
Boomer and Geo.
Their morning show on WFAN.
All right, go ahead.
I guess our sister station in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. We have an Odyssey station there. Ken Carmen. Who's that?
I guess. I don't know. I guess he loves listening to me and Al.
Oh, okay. So
I said, I guess a couple days ago, I was making the case that while Cleveland's a nice story, I don't believe they're in the same league as the Yankees. I think that's pretty fair. I said they play in a division where they got to beat up on the White Sox all season, to which he then, I guess, wrote to us on Twitter. Well, no, he wrote to Al to tell me to get my head out of my ass that they only went 8-5 against the White Sox. Which
get your head out of your ass,
which,
Jerry.
Quite frankly, is embarrassing because the White Sox lost 121 games.
Yes.
So I just wrote back, hey, great, thanks. Have a great day. Don't care.
Okay.
And now I'm getting pummeled with Twitter stuff because I guess I called John Kenzie Johnski this morning. Whatever. Having a
Johnski.
Yeah, because we do Jablonski all the time.
I called him Jablonski right. On purpose.
So now he's got to take the audio like we're blah, blah. They don't even know how to say the names. Like, dude, get a life. Go enjoy your lousy life in Cleveland and complain about Cleveland sports. Leave me alone. I don't give a crap about you. I don't know who you are. I don't want to know who you are. F off. How about that?
All right.
Leave me alone.
That? Get him, Jerry.
Oh, my God.
You got to be a Democrat.
I mean, we're so upset about our teams.
I love that. Well, we do the Jablonski thing. Oh, yeah, the Jablonski thing.
Yeah,
we famously do the Jablonski thing.
I mean, yeah, we've been doing it for years.
We power rank our bets. Power rank our bits. Let's go. I'll power rank them
Jablonski,
right now.
It's Jablonski. All three spots.
Number one, Jablonski. Number two, well, it's Jablonski.
It's got it. Number three.
Followed by three. famously, Jablonski.
I can't imagine what he does when anybody really actually is serious trying to stick it to this guy.
By the way, I love that he's like, hey, we were, you know, we were watching the game, and then, you know, we had paid attention to the basketball stuff. The basketball stuff? Yeah, what was the basketball
what
stuff
was
yesterday?
It? I don't know.
He was
what?
At the Rutgers St. John's exhibition game.
Well, yeah, you got to be dialed in.
Especially, it's a big thing in Piscataway, man.
Congratulations on all your success.
Yeah, you just don't mess around when it comes to the rack, the famed rack.
Apparently, there's an inferiority complex we have here. I don't know. The way he reacted to that, who's the one with an inferiority complex over there? Oh, my God. Listen, I don't need to take shots at this guy. I mean, I can, and maybe I should. I'm not going to do it.
Well, we
I got what I wanted out of it. This man has clearly worked into a shoot that he is never going to get himself unworked from, so I'm good with this. This is good stuff.
When the others go low, Kenny, we don't need to go lower. That's not this show. We're celebrating a win. We are celebrating a great win.
The state of our city is strong, and we're just getting started.
I get to go to high school football games tonight and shake people's hands and be on TV. I'm living pretty good in Cleveland, Ohio. I got to tell you, a lot of people are happy to see me when I show up to a football stadium and at high school stadiums in Cleveland, Ohio. It's a lot of fun for me.
Wait,
I kind of like it.
You don't think when Recco goes and does one of the women's basketball games at Rutgers, you don't think he's like the mayor?
I'm sure.
In Piscataway?
I'm sure he works the room. I'm sure he does it.
When they do those halftime shows with like the volleyball coach during the game, we'll get you back to the second half action of the women's basketball game. But first, here's the associate athletic director of Rutgers that we have to talk to for 10 minutes. You don't think that makes him a popular guy there on campus?
My buddy is going to be the Grand Marshal at the Burton Country Hearth Christmas Parade coming up on Black Friday. And I'm going to be there with him, meaning Anthony. And I get to shake a lot of hands and take a lot of pictures and be with a lot of people. I got it pretty good here. I'm not lying. This is not a lie. This is a shoot. I got it pretty damn. I'll tell you that right now. I got it pretty good here, Jerry. Kind of like it. More than happy. Whew. Somebody. I don't know. Maybe he ain't happy with his career. I don't know.
Well, that's silly. That's silly. A lot of people aspire to get to those levels of being able to do Rutgers. Why wouldn't he be happy with his career?
Now, come on now.
They're a Big Ten
Rutgers
institution.
Rutgers is a big, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a Big Ten school. Come on. Let's be respectful here.
And I think they've asked him to do the field hockey when they make the playoffs, but only when they make the playoffs.
Only when they make the playoffs. Yeah. Well, that's why you root for Scarlet Knight's success.
Didn't they invent football?
Apparently.
Now, I don't think he gets to do the football, though, but that would
no,
be
that's
cool.
Chris Carlin, ain't
yeah,
it?
That's Carlin.
Yeah, he's good.
That guy is good.
He's
you know
good.
What? He is good.
There's no shots taken there. That's a shoot.
I enjoy him.